Hey everyone, my name is Jace McDermott and you're listening to the 2911 Podcast, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. I'm here to help you achieve the business success that you deserve. So sit back and let's get this party started. Okay, well, this is another show and yes, you're listening to the 2911 Podcast. And yes, I am your host, Jason McDermott. So I'm using a different microphone today, so hopefully it doesn't sound weird. Hopefully I'm not blowing out to your speakers. And hopefully this is going to be a great show. Okay, so last week I published a video on YouTube on the 23 hot business ideas to launch in 2023. Now, of course, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a podcast on that. But I decided that's probably too long of a podcast as the video was literally like almost 20 minutes long. So I decided to pick the 12 ones out of the 2023. Anyways, I decided to pick 12 of the hot business ideas to launch in 2023. So that's what we're going to go over today. I actually like these 12 better than I do all the other ones that are in the 2023. So anyways, let's get this going. Okay, but beforehand, I want to make sure I give a shameless plug to our upcourse.com's website. You guys get on there, sign up for the newsletter. I'll send out stuff like this weekly where it'd be, you know, something to provide value for either a business you're going to start or the business that you have started. Sign up, get on there, upcourse.com. Okay, so let's get going. Let's talk about these great ideas. And one thing I got to tell you before I talk about all these great business ideas is, you know, pick something that you have some passion in. You know, don't just pick something because it sounds good. And, you know, if I tell you one of these examples, you're like, you know what? I don't see myself doing it. Well, then don't do it. That's the best advice I can give you. One of the best things someone told me is make sure you do a business that's something you're passionate about so you can stay with it. Okay, so let's talk about these great 12 great business ideas for 2023. And number one is going to be online reselling. Now, I've talked about this before, but this is great. So if you're somebody that has a lot of clothes, let's say in your closet, or you just love clothes and you know what's in style, what's in fashion, this is a great business to start or a great business to have or a side hustle. And that is going to be, you know, sell these clothes online. You can go to Poshmark.com, Macari.com, and sell your unwanted clothes and make some extra money. This is great. I don't know. I honestly think it's wonderful. I tell you a personal story. We're actually selling some of my son's shoes. He loves to sell old Jordans or shoes that may be, you know, too small for him. So we'll get online and we'll sell his shoes and he can make a quick buck. Okay, so let's talk about number two, and that would be t-shirt printing. Now, I've talked about this before. This is actually something that I enjoy doing myself, and that's printing t-shirts. Now, I'm not saying you need to go out and buy yourself a huge t-shirt printing machine. I mean, there's a super duper easier way to do this. So if you're somebody that loves to do graphics, or you just want to put like a funny motto on a shirt, or maybe you have a funny one-liner you want to throw on a shirt, this is a great opportunity for you. So you can go on companies that are print-on-demand companies. And what this means is you can upload your design or your phrase and put it on these mock-up t-shirts that these companies have, and they will actually print and ship the shirt for you, and it'd look like it came from you. This is huge. So long are the days that you have to carry, you know, 500 shirts as your inventory and you sell them and you're stressed out. You know, you can just do it like this, you know, print your t-shirt out, have them ship it for you and have them print it for you. So anyways, okay, so a couple companies you can check out. I shouldn't say a couple. I'm going to give you five of them is Printful, Sellfy, Printify, Gotten, and Tree. I keep saying Tree Launch. They definitely don't launch trees. They launch tees. That's Tee Launch. Go to these websites and you see what I'm talking about. Upload your stuff on one of their mock-ups. You can pick your t-shirt color. You can pick your fabric. You can pick short sleeve, long sleeve, whatever you want. Make a long story short, this is a great place to start. Try it out. Maybe make some t-shirts for a family reunion. You know, print 10 t-shirts. You can kind of get an idea of how this works. And I'm going to give you a pro tip that I gave the other day on YouTube, and that's going to be check out some of these Facebook groups. There's a lot of Facebook groups out there talking about t-shirt printing businesses, and this will definitely help you get started. Okay, so let's talk about number three, and that's going to be cleaning service. Now, I will tell you that I'm actually coming out with a course that's going to teach people how to open cleaning companies. Anyways, but let's talk about what number three is, and that's a cleaning service. So if you're somebody that likes to clean, or you think that's just a great business idea or a side hustle, this is actually wonderful. So what you can do is you can start by cleaning people's homes. You can go to apartment complexes. You can go to, you know, commercial real estate companies, talk to them, do some commercial properties. You know, you could charge anywhere from $25 to $50 an hour. And this is a great way to start. And you can hire a couple people and kind of start out big. I love this business idea because not only does it create a local business in your area, but it's also a company that you can run without being online. Now, I don't suggest that. I do suggest running a local company and going online. But anyways, this is a great business you can start. Okay, so let's talk about number four, and this is online teaching. I've talked about this one before. This is great. Ever since COVID, everybody's been getting online looking, you know, to learn something, or maybe they just need a tutor in a subject. So if you're somebody that knows something about a subject or a I don't even want to say a subject, could be anything. If you know, if you're an expert at something, or you want to teach somebody something, and this could be guitar lessons, piano lessons. You know, maybe you want to be an English tutor, or maybe you want to be a math tutor. This is a great side hustle business you can start. And you can start out simple by just doing Zoom calls and charging people, you know, 30-minute to an hour rate. Or you can actually make an online course, which actually I think I'm going to talk about in one of my other numbers. But anyways, let's talk about number five, and that is going to be online bookkeeping. This has become very popular. And what's great about this is you can actually do this over the internet. You can be a bookkeeper for a company that's clear across the country. So if you're someone that's good at, you know, balancing checkbooks, or you're good at numbers, this is a great business to start. Okay, so let's talk about number seven, and this is consulting. Kind of goes back to the online teaching. If you're an expert, or you're knowledgeable and passionate about a certain, you know, topic, this is great. You can be a consultant. You can do this in person. You can do this over Zoom calls. This could be anything, you guys. Are you good at human resources? Maybe you're a human resource manager for a company and you want to do some consulting on the side during the weekends. Or maybe you're a higher up manager and you want to teach people leadership. Maybe you want to teach them communication. Maybe you want to teach them marketing. You get my drift. The point is, if you're good at something and you're very knowledgeable about it, definitely you can open or start some, you know, a consulting side gig. Okay, so let's talk about number seven, and that is going to be transcription service. Okay, transcription service is another popular one. So if you have good hearing, that's probably number one, and you have a computer and you can type pretty quickly, this is a great side hustle or business to start for you. For example, my sister-in-law does this for a university. She goes into lectures and she types out people's notes for, you know, these lectures. And these are people, of course, with disabilities that maybe can't, you know, either one, hear the lecture, or two, can't type as fast. And so she goes in there and transcribes all the lectures onto a computer for these people. This is a great business and a great way to do it. And again, medical transcription is kind of what I'm talking about. That's actually huge. And this is, this is a service that's definitely needed. So if that sounds like something you want to do, check it out. Do a Google search. That'll get you started. Okay, so let's talk about number eight, and this is professional organizing. You know, it's funny. Every time I hear this, I kind of laugh to myself because I need a person like this. So if you're somebody that's really good at organizing, maybe it's your house, or, you know, you guys, your pantry is organized with labels on everything and containers, or you're just, again, just an organized person, this could be a great side hustle for you, because there are people like me and also businesses out there that need people to organize their things. Truly, like whether it's, you know, organizing their files, or organizing a storage closet, or, you know, this is great. You can reach out to realtors and help people that are moving into homes, maybe organize rooms or organize pantries, like I mentioned. This is a great side hustle and business start. So, and again, this is something you can do. You can reach out to Facebook, all your family and friends, and say this is what you're doing. You can also go to nextdoor.com and kind of put the word out in your neighborhood. This is a great side hustle start. Okay, so let's talk about number nine, and that is going to be freelance copywriting or content writing. This is another biggie and another one that I utilize myself. I definitely hire somebody to do copywriting and content writing for a lot of our websites, blogs, even emails. So if you're somebody that's good at that, if you're good at English and grammar, or you're just a good writer, this is a great one you can start. And believe me, there's a lot of companies and even personal, you know, people for personal stuff need copywriters. So this is something that's coming popular, and people are more aware to get online and look for copywriters and content writing. So places you can go is like freelance.com. You can go to fiverr.com, you know, put your services there. And again, you can go to Facebook, reach out to family and friends, let them know what you're doing. This is a great great place to start. Okay, so let's talk about number 10. And I have a little bit personal experience in this one. And that is going to be lawn care service. This is actually one of my first businesses I started out of high school. Was, you know, a lawn care company. It was great. And, you know, if you're somebody that loves to work outside and you love, you know, hands-on, or maybe just love, you know, landscaping or plants, this is a great side hustle to start. And let me tell you, everybody needs this. And not everybody loves to do landscaping. I mean, it's the truth. Or their lawn care. They don't want to mow their own yard. This is a great side hustle or a huge business to start. So if that sounds like something you want to do, you know, check it out. Okay, so let's talk about number 11, and that is personal training. So I know a lot of people kind of think about personal training. Well, everyone's doing it. You know, gyms need personal trainers. Yes, they do, but I'm talking more outside of the box. You can be a personal trainer online offering private coaching or even just maybe, you know, a five-person class, and you don't need a gym. You can also rent space. I do know that. Or you can meet up at a park. You can meet up in your garage. There's many places you can meet. The park is a great idea. I see this all the time. Go to a park, have people, you know, meet you there a certain time, do a class. You can do it with kettlebells. You can do it with bands. You could do it with body weight. You can, you know, do these exercises. So if you're somebody that knows, you know, sports nutrition, or maybe don't know any nutrition, but you just know about personal training, this is a great business to start and something I see all the time. Okay. So last but not least, this is actually one of my favorites, and I think it's great. Hopefully one of my listeners will do this and reach out to me and tell me how it's going, and that is event catering. Now, I don't know about you guys, but hiring somebody for an event is huge, especially somebody that knows how to coordinate, somebody that knows, you know, I don't want to say someone that knows how to cook, but maybe somebody has a food truck, or maybe somebody has a commercial kitchen. This is a great opportunity, event catering. And again, I don't mean that you need to supply all the food. You can actually be the middleman. You can just be the coordinator. Maybe you have some contacts with some restaurants, and you can get some wholesale pricing and also help coordinate an event. This is a perfect side hustle and a perfect business, and I love it, let me tell you. I mean, I go to a lot of events, and let me tell you, doing this kind of stuff by yourself, events, is a pain in the neck, especially when you're trying to be the host of it. So having someone to help you coordinate this is a huge bonus. So anyway, those are my 12 hot business ideas to launch in 2023. Let me know what you guys think. As always, you can reach out to me. Check out our website at upcourse.com. And as always, I appreciate you listening. Have a great day.